Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk, Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Good morning, Miami Valley, and welcome to today's show. You know what? Over my career, and I've been reflecting back over the last several years and with being an advisor for the past 30 years. And, you know, we've talked a lot about market risk over this period of time. We've talked about interest rate risk. We talked about legislative risk. That's when the rules change, unbeknownst to us. We kind of have to adapt our plans, if you would. We've also talked about taxes. But today, folks, we're going to talk about something that a lot of my clients very openly share, something they're concerned about, and that is longevity risk. And with that is the conversation when it comes to the healthcare concerns and increased healthcare costs. So, you know, the bottom line is this. You know, you work hard for decades to put yourself in a position to enjoy retirement that's going to feature security, opportunities to travel, and more importantly, just spend time with family and go make some memories. But the cold reality is the longer and healthier you live, the more money you're going to need to sustain that lifestyle. I think many of us would relish the idea of being healthy enough and feeling good enough. Take a 2-week cruise when you're 90. Boy, how's that for, you know, a lifestyle? But your finances need to be as healthy as you are before you head to the port. So during today's show, we're going to consider how you may be able to manage longevity risk a little bit better than what we're doing right now. But before we jump in the show today, you know, here's again, I'm a co-host, Tony Short. I know he's already plotting his retirement to do live music, and he's going to go vinyl hunting.
Yeah, vinyl hunting. You vinyl bet. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm a record collector. Yep, I love listening to vinyl. I've really been getting into jazz, but thank you for noting that. You know, I actually look forward to continue doing this with you, Steve. And I want to talk to our listeners about Steve Temple and how fun it is to hang out with him each week, because talk about one of the nicest guys. And of course, Steve is.
I let off the airwaves. Here is my request.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
There you go.
I love it, Tony.
There you go. A little Charlie Door.
You know, Tony, we do. We have so much fun on this show. and we get great feedback and great comments from our listeners. And that's why, Tony, we keep it fun. We keep it entertaining, keep it informative. We're not here to pitch and sell products and all that stuff. And I think people really appreciate this.
Yeah. I know. I hope they do. I know we just try to make it fun. And you bring a lot of serious information, strategies, tips, and financial advice for our listeners out there on the show each week. But we also try to have some fun.
Yes.
And Steve, you are the pilot of the airwaves. People listen to your show each week. That's a lot of fun. So, you know, a lot of people, when they think about retirement, Steve, I know they envision living well into their 80s, hopefully, but what if you live to your 90s or even 100?
Right.
So more years means more costs. And Steve, here's the thing. I always say this, and that is the good news is we're living longer.
Right.
The bad news is we're living longer.
Living longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the good news is we know what's good about living longer. We want to, live longer. We all want that. But with living longer comes more expense,
right,
the cost involved, and the strategizing, and more healthcare costs too if we live longer. So, Steve, I thought we'd jump right in. I know you've been a busy guy. This is hopefully a show that people will listen to because longevity risk is real. And maybe you can talk about what longevity risk is and how do we address this?
Well, you know, and we're going to kick it off again with some of these great articles that we run across, Tony. This is Kiplinger, How to Manage longevity risk in retirement. It's got some great insights. And you know what? The very first thing that it addresses is longevity risk and fear. You know, Tony, when people, when we meet people, you know, at, we do a lot of educational events. They come to us. They all have the same concerns for the most part. And it is, have I planned enough? Have I prepared enough? Do I have enough? And it's so much fun, Tony, that we can work through that process with them and give them some good guidance and some insight to this is going to be okay. And it, and yeah, there's situations where we're going to have to tweak a few things and make some adjustments to get them back in balance. But it's just so much fun. And it's very rewarding for us. You know, we call longevity risk. It's the risk, like you said, Tony, living longer than you expected, and then you run out of money before you run out of life. That's a bad problem to have, Tony. And so this is very real. In fact, surveys have shown in this article, a lot of retirees running out of money is even scarier than death itself. And so explain them, Tony. Retirement isn't a finish line. I like this. I like this statement right here. Retirement is not a finish line. It's an open road. And for many, it's a long one. So thanks to medical advances, you mentioned that earlier, we're living longer, better lifestyles. People are living longer than ever. You know, Tony, back in 1950, life expectancy was 68 years old. Even back to 1934, we talked about that on a previous show on Social Security. Life expectancy, if you were born in 1934, was 57 years old. So today, we're pushing 79 and a half for women. It's even a little higher, nearly age 82. And that's what the article is citing. So if you and your spouse or both, here it is. If you and your spouse make it to 65, here it is, Tony. There's a 50% chance one of you sees your 93rd birthday, right? So here's the question. Are your finances built to go the distance? Tony, there are a lot of factors that play into how long we live. Some are in your hands and some not so much. But the good news is you don't have to leave your financial future to chance. With good planning, good strategies, a good guide. Here you go, a good guide in your corner, Tony. You can stretch every dollar to the distance and make sure your money lasts as long as you do.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's all about. You don't want your bank account to hit zero before your blood pressure does, right, Steve?
Okay. I'm going to borrow that one, Tony.
Don't want your blood pressure to hit zero or your bank account to hit zero before your blood pressure does, right?
Man, I love it when you come up with these little nuggets.
Yeah. Okay? You don't want you to run out of money before you pass away. So I think that's great. And to have a plan in place, you don't do that. That's what you do. So when it comes to preparing for this longevity risk, what's the first step?
Well, if you want your money to last as long as you do, the first important question, Tony, is how long will I live? And here's the thing. We're not trying to be a fortune teller here. I don't have a crystal ball. Nobody does. But the more you understand about your personal timeline, the better you can plan to outlive your income instead of the other way around. That is what we call facing longevity risk head on. And trust me, it's not about fear, Tony. It's about power. It's about having a plan. So here's where you begin. Take a look at your health. Take a look at your family history and take a look at your lifestyle. Tony, we even do this when the folks come in to see us, when we talk about Social Security maximization. We talk about longevity, your health, and you know, your gene pool, if you would. And that plays a big part in us making recommendations on when one should file for Social Security. So, you know, for a lot of people out here, you know, there's a life expectancy calculator. Social Security has one, but it's pretty basic. It gets you kind of in the ballpark. We use the same, you know, the same spreadsheet. But Tony, I learned something new today. There is a website, Blue Zone True Vitality Test. So it's bluezones.com. Tony, I went and did this morning, and I got to tell you, it's pretty enlightening. It takes about 5 minutes. It's a more detailed, and it offers insights to how you live, about your diet, when you were born, your activity. A lot of these things get played into, and it gives you a really good, speculation, for lack of better words. What is your life expectancy based on your health, your weight, your size, your lifestyle? All these things play a role in our longevity. It's a great website. It's Blue Zones True Vitality Test .com. So I would encourage all of our listeners, take a moment and go check it out.
Right. And I think that's fantastic. Obviously, I'd never heard of that. And obviously, it's a great site. Blue Zone's True Vitality Test.
Yes. Huh? Takes about 5 minutes.
Yeah. So these tools are great. And a lot of them are available online at socialsecurity.gov, which is the official site, and bluezones.com. But what isn't available there, speaking of Social Security, Steve, is the Social Security Maximization Report.
That's right.
That figures out your own personal, based on your personal information, the best time for you to file, spousal strategies.
Yes.
It does over 20,000 different calculations. And I know you have that and can run that for people, right?
And you know what, Tony? Better yet, folks, listen, we will run that report to all of our listeners on this show. We will run that report, no obligation, no commitment, absolutely complimentary. It's an amazing report that like you said, Tony, 20,000 calculations go into these assumptions, and it's going to help you better than just guessing at it. I mean, again, nobody has a crystal ball, but it's just better than guessing or better than doing what your next door neighbor did. It's just a more scientific way of determining between you and your spouse what's the best way to coordinate and synchronize all of your income sources so you maximize your retirement income.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what you want to do is maximize your income, starting with your Social Security. So if our listeners out there, Steve, wanted to get that report run, that Social Security Maximization Report, how can they get a hold of you?
Folks, give us a call, 937-667-6500. Go to the website, PinnacleInvestmentAdvisors.com. Folks, you can come into the office. You can give us a phone call. We can email you part of the documents we'll need to help you run that scenario. We'll make it easy for you, but it's important to get this information in your hand. No cost, no obligation. We know how important these decisions are, Tony. That's why we're willing to do this complimentary at no cost.
All right. I think that's really good, Steve. And I know we've talked about this a lot, but longevity risk, people are living longer and longer. I mean, the stats are there, as you mentioned. And it's good to have tools like that, like you provide, and socialsecurity.gov and bluezones.com. Again, yes. That's bluezones.com. What's next?
Next is we're just going to continue referencing our Kiplinger article, How to Manage Longevity Risk in Retirement. Social Security does play a big role in most people's retirement, Tony. In fact, half of all married couples, more than 70% of single retirees, lean on it for at least half of their retirement income. That's straight from Social Security Administration. And so this is a big deal that you get the calculation right for you. And that just means your strategy, it's about getting the most out of it. And here's, a move that often gets overlooked, but powerful. Wait, just wait. If you delay your benefit from 62 to 70, you're going to boost your monthly payout by a substantial amount of money, Tony. So, if you add it up, you're looking at a benefit that's around 76 to 77% higher, at 70 than if you jumped in early. But Tony, we share this insight as well. A lot of advisors have been, they share with their consumers, wait till 70, that's when you get the maximum payout. It's like a seesaw though, Tony. I mean, if you wait till 70, that means you're going to be tapping in your nest egg a little sooner because it is about driving the maximum income throughout those golden years. So you wait till 70, yes, it does increase your benefit. However, what if it comes down to your life, your lifestyle, your health, your genes? What if your life expectancy is not 78 or 80 or whatever? Maybe it's 74-ish. Would it make sense to take your benefit at 70? Well, it all depends, Tony, and it really just depends on survivor benefits for your spouse. All those things need to be carefully considered and weighed in upon before making that irrevocable choice. And we help people using that report. We help them make a more informed choice to get them the most income possible during their lifetime.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's really good. And we should probably remind our listeners that if you don't have a written plan in place, if you haven't recently gotten a second opinion on where you're at, give Steve a call. What's that phone number once again, Steve?
937-667-6500. And you know, Tony, we're doing our live educational series as we speak. We've gotten another event coming up later in June, June 24th, 26th. I'll put a plug in for that. But you know, Tony, something I did in our last event, I used kind of an analogy of the foundation of your plan. And then you get into the walls, you get into the roof. And what I was, you know, kind of implying is you have to have a blueprint. In fact, I asked the audience members, who of you all in this room have built something in the last decade, you know, a new home, a new structure? And some people raised their hand. And then the point I made was, Tony, you know, what if you attempted to do this, to build this project without a blueprint, without an architectural drawing? How would it have turned out? And it's kind of interesting. A lot of the group, they smiled. They knew exactly what I was referring to. And I said, well, folks, the foundation to putting together a successful, sustainable financial plan, you have to have a blueprint. So today we're going to talk a little bit about the foundation, you know, getting the concrete in the ground and the cement. And then as we build this thing, then we're going to get into the walls and the ceiling. That's when we got into the other concepts of, you know, protecting your money, creating those lifelong sustainable plans. And they really got it, Tony. Just having those kind of sharing those kind of stories, they understood exactly where we're going in this evening, in this topic. And so I just want to, you know, share another plug. We've got another event coming up in June. We will take July and August off because we are very busy, Tony, with all the appointments we're booking right now from the attorney. And we'll start it back again in September. So, folks, if you're listening, go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. You will see a link to the website coming up in June. We are having it in Beaver Creek at the conference center at the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I think that's great. Those seminars are great. Those workshops that you do, I want to make sure our listeners get a hold of you. I know there's a limited amount of space, right?
Yes. That room only holds 26 or 28, Tony. So it is first come, first serve.
Yep.
And I know last time we did an event, we did have to add some extra dates because we were overbooked on the event. We may have to do the same as well. So, but folks, you know, get ahead of it. Get your reservation in, get your reserve seat in, and it'll be worth your time. It's about an hour of session. And again, we have some fun when we do these events too, Tony. So folks, if you're inclined, go to the website, make the reservation, and we look forward to sharing up. And we'll talk about some of these topics in more detail during the live event.
That's great. Well, I know we've been talking about the importance of managing and dealing with longevity risk, planning for that in retirement. You talked about what longevity risk is, why estimating your lifespan is so important, but your retirement income needs, you alluded to that. And yeah. So really this comes down to how you're able to maximize your income. And that's what we're talking about here.
That's right.
What do you want to talk about? What's the first big way people maximize their
income? Well, here it is.
You touched on it, right?
Yes. The article next recommends, here we go, considering an annuity in your financial strategy. Like, uh-oh, there's that word again, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So let's put a little bit of light on this topic, Tony, because it does tend to stir up a lot of strong opinions. The annuities, they do have a reputation, right? Some people hear that word and they start running for the door. So it's kind of funny. But
yeah, but they're probably thinking about variable annuities with high fees and risk involved. There's risk of loss and there's high fees.
Yes.
But not all annuities are created equal. And some are, I mean, Social Security and pensions are basically annuities, right?
Well, and that's why Kiplinger in this article, again, they're trying to shed some light on this topic, Tony, because annuities can be a very powerful player in your retirement game plan, especially when it comes to guaranteed income. And like you touched on it, Tony, there's all kinds of insurance companies. There's all kinds of variety of all these annuities out here. Yes, the variable annuities are probably the ones that have gotten the worst, you know, I guess, reputation because they are high fees. When you add up some of the mortality expenses and the cost of the sub accounts, you know, some of those things you're paying 3 and 3.5% fee every year. So, but the article is really trying to cite that, folks, not all annuities are the same. And this is where it really encourages you, seek out a professional advisor that's well-versed in this topic and let them see if it's a good fit for you and your retirement plan. Maybe it's not, but just don't dismiss it as the word annuity is a bad thing. There have been some ones out here, folks, and I've been doing this for 30 years. I've seen it all. But don't dismiss it without seeing if it is, you know, potentially can be a good fit in your plan. Because at the end of the day, Tony, here what it comes down to: how long are you going to live? How much of your income are you going to sustain during that time? And annuities can play a really significant part in that guaranteed income, just like Social Security, pensions, like you touched on already, Tony. An annuity is simply a very similar to a pension and or Social Security. It is going to provide guaranteed income.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we're trying to do here, right? Is make sure you have that income that's going to last as long as you do. Nobody wants to run out of income. And I think, you know, I've heard so much about fixed indexed annuities and the setup of them and what they offer has improved so much. The companies have gotten so competitive. It's really benefited the consumer, but you need to look at your time horizon and you want to make sure there are no liquidity issues, but boy, those fixed index annuities are really popular with all the baby boomers who have been retiring. And it's just something you need to make sure is right for you. And it could be a big answer to income in retirement and a big answer to dealing with longevity, an income rider on an annuity. Utilizing a flexible withdrawal rate can also help counter longevity risk, right?
Well, Tony, it can. And you touched on it just as well, just a moment ago. The fixed index chassis, Tony, I mean, they've been around for a long time. In fact, I think they evolved back in the mid-90s. And I remember my first conversation with a gentleman was on that topic about how insurance carriers, just like insurance companies are like financial institutions, just like banks. They have annuities, which are savings accounts. Banks have CDs, very similar. And I shared with him this concept of, we're using this company. We're going to benchmark the S&P 500 as a crediting strategy, if you would. Your money is never in the market, and here's what they're going to offer. The market goes up. There is a cap. I think at the time it was 12 or 14%. And if the market goes higher than that, well, you don't get all of it. You get up to whatever the cap is. However, Tony, this is what really appealed to this gentleman because he was going into retirement. The market goes down. You don't forfeit any of your principal. And your gains are locked in each year on policy anniversary. So, Tony, they are very complex. That is a known fact. But I think the important thing is work with a trusted advisor, Tony, that understands these things. And the other thing, too, make sure they have multiple carriers that they work with. They're not just citing one company's solution. Make sure they have a variety of companies and resources available and let them find the best one for you. And that's how I work with my team, folks. You know, we work with our case managers. They understand what your situation is, what you're wanting to accomplish. They go out and find the best carrier that's going to give you the best solution. So it's very important that you find that resource for yourself. And in some cases, not all, some cases, annuities can be a very significant part of your sustainable income throughout your lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's huge. And then another thing is where you're pulling money from, right? Your withdrawal rate, how much you're pulling out, how often, and where is that money coming from? Social Security, pension, an annuity, lifetime income rider. Those are all your principles protected. So it doesn't matter what the market's doing. But if you're just pulling money out of the market each month live on, and you have a year like 2022, that's going to greatly affect that. So you need a good withdrawal strategy, right? And that's something you help people with.
Tony, I love this concept that we share with all of our clients. It's called having various buckets. You have buckets that have tax-free money, buckets that have tax-deferred, buckets that are, you know, they're taxable each year on any gains. It's important to have a variety. And I even shared kind of liken that to even in the workshop. You know, I'm just starting to play golf again after an injury, and I love to play scrambles. And the reason is because you get to play the best ball every shot. You've got your other three teammates. You know, not everybody has to hit the best shot, but you have additional resources. And if you don't have the best ball, you get to pick another opportunity. So it's the same way with buckets of money. You've got some money in fixed income, some money in equities. And like you said, Tony, if we're doing all in the market and we're taking, you know, systematic withdrawals and we have the sequence of returns, and that's something else, folks. When you see us in person, ask us to show you that sequence of return story and how it really works, because the market is not predictable. But here's the thing of it. Let's say the market's up. substantially in any given year, and you decide you want to take that legacy vacation once in a lifetime, you want to take all your kids, your grandkids, and maybe you need an extra $10,000 or $20,000 to pull that off, because it is about making memories, Tony. And if the market's up, that's the best place to go pull that additional income from. However, if the market's down, Tony, and you want to plan that legacy trip, well, the worst possible place to take money from is if the market's down. So that's why it's important to have other buckets, because like the fixed income, these fixed index annuities, remember, they lock in their gains. You're guaranteed your principal is always safe. Let's say the market's down, you need some extra money. Well, then the best place to tap into it would be where the money is safe, the fixed index strategy. So we teach that, we believe that, have different buckets, have a variety of strategies. We don't know what the market's going to do. We don't know what taxes are going to be like in 10 years. But if you have a variety of choices, you now have a better potential game plan than not.
Yes. Steve, great show. You covered a lot. We're out of time. What? Before we go, one more time, let our listeners know how they can set up that no charge, no obligation consultation.
Two locations, folks, Troy, Ohio, Beaver Creek, Ohio. The number is 937-667-6500. PinnacleInvestmentAdvisors.com. Go to the link on the page. Get on our calendar. Give us a call. We'll give you a call. Better yet, come see us in person. Thanks for listening, folks.
And that does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, Steve Temple.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple, with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.